With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is moving forward with plans for what he calls a board of peace to address global conflicts. Bob Agnew has more on the story.
The Board of Peace was initially conceived as a mechanism to end the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. But now the president says the new body would, in his words, embark on a bold new approach to resolving global conflict. It's a mission that could rival the United Nations. The president sent out letters on Friday to various world leaders, inviting them to be founding members of the board. The governments of Argentina, Paraguay, Canada, Egypt, and Turkey confirmed that their leaders are among those who've been invited to join. Bob Agnew reporting.
Minnesota governor and Minneapolis mayor have bluntly expressed their opposition to federal immigration enforcement in their state, but have their speeches broken federal law?
The Justice Department is investigating whether Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have impeded federal immigration enforcement through public statements they have made. Sources tell the AP the investigation is focusing on potential violation of a conspiracy statute.
Correspondent Ed Donahue goes on to say that Governor Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey are denouncing the newly announced investigation as political intimidation. Wall Street will open a holiday-shortened week after losing ground in last week's trading.
The market took a breather last week, failing to maintain the upward momentum that lifted the benchmarks higher in the previous week's trading. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all closed lower Friday and ended lower for the week. Wall Street and bond markets are closed Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, a federal holiday. It's back to business as usual Tuesday. This week, we'll bring updates on pending home sales and consumer sentiment, among other reports. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. A new poll asks religious people about immigration.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that white evangelical Protestants are the most supportive of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens. Nearly two-thirds agree that people who are in this country illegally have no specific rights under the law, and 57% say all illegals should be deported even if they have no criminal record. White Catholics and mainline Protestants are also conservative on immigration. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas A&M University faculty have been informed that around 200 courses in the College of Arts and Sciences might be affected by a new policy designed to eliminate DEI and promotion of the LGBT agenda. The A&M System Board of Regents approved the policy in November, requiring campus presidents to okay courses on topics related to sexual orientation or so-called gender identity. The changes follow a viral video of a professor arguing with a student over the issue. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on the discovery of the body of a missing 8-year-old girl.
The FBI, which is conducting an investigation with tribal police, isn't commenting about Friday's discovery of the body of an 8-year-old girl who went missing on tribal lands in northern Arizona Thursday evening. Navajo Nation officials say Malika Boone's death is devastating. Her disappearance led to officials issuing a turquoise alert, an alert system for Native Americans who've gone missing. In Arizona, the legislation creating the alert is referred to as Emily's Law, named after Emily Pike, who disappeared after leaving a group home in Mesa, Arizona. Her remains were found last February. I'm Donna Warder.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from agrochemical manufacturer Bayer to block thousands of state lawsuits alleging to fail to warn people its popular weed killer could cause cancer. More details at srnnews.com.